playing little kid or drunk adult. Let's introduce you to Chris, calling us from Mount Washington. Hi, Chris.
Hey there. How you doing?
Pretty good. Chris is a paralegal. He is bald and beautiful.
Yes.
Drives a...
The only way to be.
There you go. Drives a Subaru Forester. Has been dating the same person for a year come December. That's great.
Oh, that's fun. An anniversary.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. Coming from someone who has an anniversary in December, I got an anniversary, a birthday, and obviously Christmas in December. And man, it is... Ooh. You got to juggle all that stuff.
Do they all have to be separate?
Yeah, right? Yes. Right? Yeah. So, and then Chris is double jointed in his leg and can stick his foot under his armpit.
Absolutely.
That's the one. Yeah, that's a freaky oddity. Yeah.
I kind of need a picture.
You need a picture.
Yeah, I can do that, yeah.
Kelly's always like, picture it didn't happen.
Yeah, she's exactly. Going to need visual proof of this.
Now, Chris, is this something that... Okay, let me...
Like, how did you discover this?
I really don't know, yeah. I mean, I've always been able to do that since I was growing up. But as I've gotten older, it's gotten a little bit harder to do that.
I understand.
But,
sure.
Yeah, I can still do it, you know. But, yeah, I don't even know how I discovered that, yeah.
Chris, let me delicately ask this.
Oh, God.
Yes. Oh, no.
Does your... I guess at what point do you show this to the person you're dating?
No, I've already showed her. Yes, she already knows.
Now, is this something? And this is where I get a little awkward.
Is date three?
Is this
four,
something that
at?
You are behind closed doors and you're discovering things about each other?
Oh my God!
No, no.
Oh,
no,
okay. All right. So yeah, this is just all right.
Yeah, just normal fact. Yeah, it's like okay, look, sure. I can do this. Yeah.
I didn't know if this was part of a move. That was, I guess, my point.
No, that's not one of my moves.
The get to know you segment of our contest is getting out of control.
Out of control? I think this is the best part of it. All right, Chris, little kid, drunk adult. Kelly's going to explain how it works.
Okay, right. You're going to hear three stories, and you have to figure out, all right, did this story happen when the person was a little kid or drunk adult? Pretty easy, but sometimes it's very difficult to decipher.
Yep.
All right.
All right, here we go. Little kid, drunk adult, first one.
I cried when I pooped my pants while in a vehicle full of strangers.
But seriously, who hasn't? Mester Pants, one and number two. Cried, group of strangers.
I would cry too.
Little kid, drunk adult.
Let's go with drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
I'm going to say little. I hope it was a little kid because I feel like it's better when it's a little kid. Right?
Yeah.
Right? Like toddler. That's what I'm hoping.
Okay.
That's what I'm hoping.
All right. So Kelly's saying little kid. You you say drunk adult, Chris.
I'm a drunk adult. All right.
I was a drunk adult.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow. Wow. Chris is like, it sounds like something would have happened to me. Quite honestly. Yeah.
My husband had just left me for another woman and kicked me out of our house, and I was on a 22-hour long ride on a bus heading back to my hometown, and I crapped my pants. And because the bathroom wasn't working, so I just started crying because I felt like my life couldn't get any worse. 2 minutes later, the bus broke down in the deep backwoods of Georgia, so yeah, my life did get worse.
Oh my God!
That is about rock bottom. I don't know if you can get much lower than that.
Good news is it can go up north from here.
Oh my God.
Just go north from here. All right. Chris, you're one for one. Here we go. Next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I burnt my eyebrow off with a candle.
Oh.
Ow.
Yeah. Kind of hurts. Burnt my eyebrow with a candle.
Little kid. I'm going to say little kid on that one.
All right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, I think
the
only time
it happened at a Christmas play or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Both of you saying little kid.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. # Christmas play. All right.
I was a drunk adult.
Oh gosh.
Oh my God.
Wow.
I didn't have any tweezers, and I was going on a date.
Hang on. Did she say I didn't have any tweezers?
So she gets a candle.
What?
Burned her eyebrow. Yeah.
And while I was getting ready, I decided to have several whiskey shots, and that's when I got the great idea to try to trim my eyebrows with a candle, and I ended up burning off my entire left eyebrow.
Oh,
so I had to cancel my date.
So what you're telling me is it works.
So what you're saying is it's a very effective way of tweezing hairs.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Didn't get that one right. All right, let's see if we can get this last one right. All right, Chris. Little kid, drunk adult.
I bawled my eyes out heading back to the cruise ship after seeing all the stray dogs in the street of the city we had stopped in.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Oh, no.
A little bit more serious, I guess. Cried, bawled after seeing stray dogs on the street. Sounded like they were on a cruise.
I'll go with drunk adult again. They're on a cruise. I'm gonna say it was a drunk adult.
Yeah,
probably took advantage of all you can drink.
Yes,
it's an all inclusive.
Never been on a cruise, but it sounds very cruise like for sure.
Man, those all inclusive, they can sound like a challenge, right? It's like, all right, I got this.
All right,
maybe it's a drunk adult.
Okay, so both of you saying drunk adult.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I was a drunk adult.
There it is. Yeah. Drunk adult. Drunk adult.
We were on a cruise ship with about 8 others, and we spent the day at some private beach club in Honduras, drinking rum and Cokes in the sun all day.
There's where your problem was. There's where your problem.
And when we were driving back in the taxi to the cruise ship, I apparently cried the entire time, wanting to rescue all of the stray dogs.
I get it.
I mean, they look precious.
They do. Look precious. Were all of them drunk adults this time?
I think so.
I think they were.
I think they were. Yeah. Well, anyways, hey, Chris, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. You win. Congrats.
Awesome. Sweet. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Little kid, drunk adult, hang on a quick sec. We're going to get more information from you, okay?
All right. Thanks.
Yep.
The other way he wins is none of that happened to him, which we can all be thankful for, right?
No, but he is already a winner because he is double jointed and can stick his foot under his armpit. So
still gonna need that at gmail.com.